Such a pleasure to welcome this wonderful American musician to our show, one of the great revivalists of music for years and years and years, a man who's taken old music and made it sound new and introduced Americans, well, introduced me anyway, to Hawaiian music and slack key and R&B and whole gospel sounds, and of course the Buena Vista Social Club, which you all remember from a few years ago, which gave you a chance to hear some great musicians from Havana. Mr. Ry Cooder, right here.
Thank you.
With a band around him called the New Cardboard Avenue Jaywalkers, and they have made a fresh new recording about a cat named Buddy Red Cat, who hung out around a record store in Vancouver. A real cat.
That is real.
With feet and fur, and who was drawn to music in some fashion.
He was a traveling man.
He was a traveling man.
Yeah. They found him living in a suitcase in the alley.
I see.
Yeah.
And he had friends. He was not alone in the world.
Right.
There was a toad.
Reverend Tom Toad was one friend, and he had Lefty Mouse, the Jewish Daily Forward labor agitator. They traveled together.
Yes, yes. And a pig.
J. Edgar the Pig.
J. Edgar the Pig.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a more complicated story than I had counted on. I thought this was just going to be a simple story about a cat who wanders away and then comes back. No.
Oh, no, no. Very complicated. Very hard to understand.
Okay. Well, then we won't even try.
That's right.
What are you going to play from there?
Well, this first one's called Suitcase in My Hand. This is where Buddy, his father gives him a suitcase and says, you know, farm life's running down, there's not much left. You better go out and see what you can do. So he gives him some advice. In your own time, maestro.
Nice.
When I was still a kitten, Daddy told me, son, there's just one thing that you should know. As through this world you ramble, and through this world you roam, just take this little suitcase when you go. And when the evening sun goes down and you're tired of rambling round, just set her on the ground and climb right in. You won't ever have to worry about the cold night wind when you got your little suitcase in your hand. Little suitcase in my hand, I'm rolling through this land. A mansion is much too big for me. When the stars come out at night, everything will be alright, 'cause I got my little suitcase in my hand. Well, a hard-boiled egg, yellow inside, there's some in every crowd you will find. Now they're afraid to have to do an honest day of work, so they'll blame the working man every time. Yeah, but the harder they come, the bigger they fall, just you hold your ground and take your stand. 'Cause a free and independent life's still the best of all when you got your little suitcase in your hand. In my hand, I'm rolling through this land. Well, a mansion is much too big for me. When the stars come out at night, everything will be alright, 'cause I've got my little suitcase in my hand.
Hey,
hey.
Thank you.
Nice little
tempo. Yeah. Ron Cooter. Ron Cooter and the Cardboard Avenue Jaywalkers and a song about a cat. We're going to send that out to a cat who's listening to our show on the Upper East Side, a cat named Francie, who's listening. And we'll hear more songs from the album in just a little bit. I want to remind you that this first portion of our show is brought to you by Powder Milk Biscuits in the big blue box with a picture of the biscuit. Continuing now with the story of Buddy the cat and Ry Cooter. Ry Cooter is here with this new Cardboard Avenue, Jaywalkers, Patty Maloney, Mike Seeger, and Roland White. Okay, we did the suitcase. He's a traveling cat. And now we're getting to the subject of the pig that we mentioned.
Yeah. Yes, Buddy came from a farm down in Oklahoma originally. I learned this. And down on the farm, they had a pig. J. Edgar was his name. Mm-hmm. And he terrorized the household and drove the family out, trying to eat up everything that he could find. Because he wasn't satisfied with the way things were. And being a pig, he did the only thing he knew how to do, which was try to eat the whole world. And he might have succeeded, but it was a poor place. Now, the family lit out for Oildale, California, ended up there. So that's what we have here. Let's see. Down on the farm we had a pig, J. Edgar was his name. He'd eat up all our victuals and he'd start back up again. Just like the vacuum cleaners, they sell down in the lane. Well, that's how J. Edgar Hoover got his name. Mm-hmm. Now Mama baked a cherry pie, set it out to cool, so we'd have something good to eat when we got home from school. J. Edgar climbed up on the porch and ate up all that pie. When we got home that morning, we heard our mama cry. J. Edgar, J. Edgar, just look what you've done. You ate up cherry pie that was for everyone. We made it through the dusters and the hoppers too, but God help us, J. Edgar, no nothing's safe from you. We had an extra man named Bob, he wouldn't work a lick. He drank bad moonshine liquor and it always made him sick. We rode to church on Sunday and stayed a while in town. When we reached home at supper time, poor Bob could not be found. He wasn't in the parlor and he wasn't in the lane, drinking in the pantry or sleeping in the hay. His hat was in the pig pen that he always wore. Poor Bob won't be drinking moonshine liquor anymore. J. Edgar, J. Edgar, it just don't seem fair. You ate Bob the hired man while we were at prayer. Let's say a prayer for poor old Bob and our country too. God help us, J. Edgar, 'cause nobody's safe from you.
Yeah, I almost blew it up. I can't forget that straight.
It's a sort of a familiar ring to some of these songs, but I guess you're in the business of familiarity, aren't you? So, this is a song I wouldn't expect to come from a guy who grew up in Santa Monica, but But you're welcome to sing about snow if you like.
Yeah, yeah. Footprints in the Snow, we all know this tune. The fella finds his girl lost in the snow. This is where Buddy got in trouble with the union for having a girlfriend on the picket line. You know, they didn't encourage that in those days. They had party discipline, you know, you weren't supposed to get involved. Ready, maestro?
That's good. That's all right.
Well, some folks like the summertime. They can walk about, strolling through the meadow green is pleasant, there's no doubt. But to me, the winter time is the best of all, 'cause I found her when the snow was on the ground. Now I traced her little footprints in the snow. I found her little footprints in the snow. 'Cause I blessed that happy day when Nellie lost her way. 'Cause I found her when the snow was on the ground. Well, the unions.
Oh, no. What's it say? What's the verse?
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. The ladies' garment workers walked out last winter time. One little union kitty was a dear sweetheart of mine. She walked around all winter on the picket line. But I found her when the snow was on the ground. And the union strike committee didn't like me hanging around. Don't interfere with sisters while the strike is on. Don't go around behaving like a ring-tailed Tom. But I found her when the snow was on the ground.
Hey!
'Cause I traced her little footprints in the snow. I found her little footprints in the snow. And I blessed that happy day when Nellie lost her way. But I found her when the snow was on the ground.
Patty Maloney.
We're out there marching with the union band. We'll get back together when the pension check comes in. But every time the snow falls, brings back memories. 'Cause I found her when the snow was on the ground. Now I traced her little footprints in the snow. I found her little footprints in the snow. Not a blessed that happy day when Nellie lost her way. But I found her when the snow was on the ground.
Mr. Rock Tudor on the new Cardboard Avenue, Jay Walker's Roland White, Mike Seeger. And that's some sort of a debut of the Irish Pipes, their entry into bluegrass music. This is the music history being made here. Mr. Paddy Maloney down at the end. We're going to pause and take a brief intermission, and then we'll be back. Rye Cooter and his friends will be back, and Deborah Garrison, and of course the news from Lake Wobegon. You're listening to a Prairie Home Companion coming to you live from the Town Hall here on West. Thank you, boys. The Sky's All-Star Shoe Band as we return to Rye Cooter and the new Cardboard Avenue. Jay Walker's over here. Paddy Maloney and Mike Seeger and Roland White. And the story of a cat named Buddy. It's a brand new album of Rye Cooter's, and with a picture of the cat on the cover. There is no way that this album cannot go titanium immediately. This is going to be an enormous album, and it's a wonderful album. Now we've brought the story up through The Footprints in the Snow.
Well, this here is where Buddy, he resents it when the beauties of nature are tore up and replaced by shopping malls and theme parks and so forth. So my name is Buddy. If you like your tree, better watch out for your tree, he says.
Just because I ain't so big, you think I'm small. Well, you go around with your head up in the cloud, your head up in the cloud, your head up in a cloud. You go around with your head up in a cloud, your head up in a cloud, your head up in a cloud. Now you ain't so big. Just tall, that's all. Patty Maloney. Now, if you like your tree, better watch out for your tree. Watch out for your tree, Lord, that tree ain't free. The birds won't be round just to keep you company. Keep you company, keep you company. And if you like your backyard, watch out for your backyard. Don't let them put a Toro right through your own backyard. Watch out for your backyard. Don't let them put a Toro right through your own backyard. Roll it! Better watch out for your land, watch out for your land. Cause my name is Buddy, don't you pity me. Don't you pity me, don't tell pity. My name is Buddy, don't you pity me. Don't you pity me, don't you pity me. Just because I ain't so big, you think I'm small. Let's go, last time.
Hi, Cooter, the new cardboard avenue, Jay Walkers. Gosh, I wish I could hang out with you guys and play some music. You just sound great. Sound so hot. Oh. Wonderful. Did you ever have a song called The Blind Man Stood in the Road and Cried? Do you know that song?
Sure.
It's one of those songs that just has one verse, as far as I know. I heard this off an old 78. It's a quartet.
Yeah, something like that.
The blind man stood in the road and cried. The blind man stood in the road and cried. Crying, oh Lord, don't turn your back on me. The blind man stood in the road and cried. Then you just play that about 10, 12, 15 times. Crying, oh Lord, don't turn your back on me. The blind man stood in the road and cried. Well, the old cat stood in the road and cried. The old cat stood in the road and cried. Crying. Stood in the road and cried. We'll work on it later. Bye, Cooter. This last portion of our show is brought to you by the Technical Advisory Board and by Bebop, Rebop, Rhubarb Pie.